Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with D95 Google Daily for January 15, 2020. Our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. First up is news that the native screen recorder that was initially spotted on the Android 10 preview builds can now be enabled on Pixels running the latest OS. It only requires a single ADB command to get the feature working, and then once you have done so, all you need to do is long press the screenshot button within the power button menu to start recording your display. Nice and easy. Our latest APK teardown of the Google Phone app suggests that we'll see a native call recorder and the ability to save voicemails in a future build. The new features are hinted at in the code of the Google Phone 43 build, with mentions of the call recorder, the animated icon, and the ability to save voicemails in a kind of visual voicemail app you've seen before. No word on when these features will come to the Google Phone app as yet, though. Google has also tweaked the word clock on Nest Hub and Nest Hub Max devices to have a far more colourful look and feel. Instead of the monochrome black and white colour shift we've seen throughout the day, you now get hues and variations of blue, cream, red and pink. If you have yet to see the new word clock design on your Nest Hub or Nest Hub Max, try restarting it from the Google Home app, which of course will force it to fetch it again. If that doesn't help though, you may need to enrol in the preview program under your Hub's settings. Good news for iPhone owners ingrained in Google services, as you can now use your iPhone as a Google security key for two-factor authentication. This, of course, is far more secure than using SMS verification and relies on plugging in your device or being within Bluetooth range to accept logins to devices nearby. And finally, have you ever tried using an odd activation phrase for your Google Home, Nest Home, or Nest Hub hardware? Did you actually know that there are a ton of alternative phrases that will activate your Google Assistant? Go check out our list of around 20 of the best and weirdest that actually work. Of course, that was a super quick rundown of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily and Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.